Welcome to the Nature Conservancy's Journey with Nature, made possible by the Nina Mason Pulliam Charitable Trust. I'm Michael Atwood. Want to shake things up a little? How about visiting the United States' only active supervolcano? With hundreds of earthquakes every year, hiking at Yellowstone National Park could get a little rocky at times, but it's well worth the visit. Early fur traders and French explorers referred to this area as Rock Yellow for its rock formations, high in sulfur and iron sulfates that cast a yellow hue. Once thought to be a mythical land amongst early settlers, Yellowstone is best known for its thousands of geothermal features and native wildlife. However, did you know that the park supports the largest intact ecosystem in the Earth's northern temperate zone? Much of the plant and animal species that existed at the time of the early European settlers still exist today. Designated as the United States' first national park in 1872, Yellowstone supports a vast array of plant and fauna species, some known to exist nowhere else in the world. Unlike its cousins that live in warmer climates, the rare flowering Yellowstone sand verbena survives in the cool sandy soils along the shores of the volcano's Yellowstone Lake. Contrary to the brawny bison that roam the park, primitive bacterial species colonize into oddly shaped floating mats on the hot spring pools. Can't make it to Yellowstone this summer? Don't fret, for there are over 50 nature preserves and forests throughout Indiana to help you get back into nature.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. There's more information on the importance of national parks and local nature preserves on the web at nature.org/Indiana.